So, what has been the story of this week? Molly?
Snow.
Snow. Snow. More snow. More snow still. Any snow stories? Any adventures? Have we? Timothy, tell me.
To school 4 days.
Ah, well, 3 days, I think, counting it, but anyway, right?
Remember, four, Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday? Oh, right, four it is. Time flies. 4 days off school. Well, Catherine and David, I understand, had a little relief as well from the lessons there, and you got out in the snow a bit as well, did you just? Excellent. Any stories from near and far? Have you heard, you know, how people coping in the snow? Catherine?
I know that in a story on TV when this one was using his tractor for midwives near the hospital.
Right. So there was a woman needing to get to hospital. She's about to give birth.
It was more midwives that the tractor for the farmer let midwives hop on his tractor and drive all the way to the hospital.
Right. Oh, right, because they couldn't get to work. So the farmer got his tractor out, picked them up from their home, took them in. Other stories like that. Anybody else got a story from the snow? Timothy?
Gatwick Airport closed for a few days.
Yes, it was, wasn't it there? Edinburgh Airport, we met somebody last night in Derby. He got stuck because Edinburgh Airport was closed. Gatwick Airport was closed as well. Ice and snow kept us indoors. We were suddenly helpless. Just too much of it. Even more than last year in terms of its depth. So you opened the door. I did the front door. What was it? Wednesday morning it would have been. Oh, great bank of snow there facing me. Well, how am I going to dig that out? Well, I shut the door and put the kettle on. I'm afraid to say more that. This was just too much. We were rendered helpless. Airports, roads, railways, general chaos. Now, hold that there. We're travelling back a month and more. The Chilean miners. Now, why do they remind me of us with this snow? Charlotte? We were trapped in the snow, and they were trapped underground. Too much snow. I can't move all of this. We can't get to the end of the road, let alone perhaps get to work. Cars couldn't move. People trapped in their homes. The snow, in this case, because we can use lots of illustrations about snow and what it's like being whiter than snow, that's our sin taken away. But here, it traps us, just like what does? What imprisons us? Stanley?
Sin.
Sin. Too much. We couldn't get anywhere. We couldn't move. We couldn't get out. We were just trapped in our homes. There was too much. It was overwhelming. We were inundated with it. We were helpless. We needed tractors to get us to work, or we needed people to rescue us. Rescuers again. Rescuers again. Farmers on tractors. Who else has been a rescuer this week? What other kinds of rescue acts have there been? Any other stories? Police finding helpless motorists on the road, breakdown vehicles coming to tow them out of ditches, helicopters taking people to hospital. We have needed rescuing. And there's just another little picture to us of Jesus Christ coming to rescue us when we couldn't do anything. We couldn't move. Our sins held us back. We couldn't go forward. We couldn't go sideways. We needed rescuing. And he came to rescue sinners like us, to bring them to himself, and to make us fit for heaven. So I wonder, will I still be talking about the snow next week? We will just have to see, won't we? The forecast is a little so-and-so, isn't it? We're not quite sure if we've got some more coming midweek or not. But I won't attempt a weather forecast now. God willing, we'll meet again like this next Lord's Day. So let's sing another hymn, 609, about the Lord Jesus. More about Jesus would I know, 609.